The reason vaccines are different than, say, a drug, a prescription drug, is that there is an act. It's called the Vaccine Compensation Act. And it was enacted, I believe, in the mid-80s. And the purpose of the act was to limit in a very significant way the number or the manner in which you could bring a claim against a pharmaceutical company as a result of an adverse event associated with that vaccine. So, for example, use Vioxx, which we talked about Vioxx a bit. If you took Vioxx and you had a heart attack, you could bring a claim in your local state court potentially or the local federal court and be actively litigating that claim directly against Merck in that court to prove that you were damaged by the drug and to prove, you know, exactly how you'd been injured, you know, what your long-term effects would be of the injury and so forth. But that's a direct exchange between the individual who's injured and the pharmaceutical company itself. In a vaccine situation, the patient who's been injured does not have the right or to bring a case against Merck directly in an initial matter. Under the Vaccine Compensation Act, they have to file a claim in the Federal Court of Claims in D.C., and the other party is the U.S. government, the Department of Justice. And so Merck, in some measure, or in every measure at that point, doesn't have any skin in the game. They have no risk. They have nothing. The government advocates the safety of the vaccine, and the individual has a limited mechanism in which they can prove that the vaccine was the cause of their particular injury.